The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and weep for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to read again a few of the words that Pastor Bob read to us this morning from Ephesians. "I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among his saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power?" The words of a pastor spoken to a beloved community. The fondest hopes of a preacher for their beloved community. Paul loved those Ephesians. He knew, they knew the gospel. And he just wanted them to keep on growing in love for one another, and an understanding of the power and the greatness and the mercy of God. That's why I'm here today. This morning comes with a little bit of a backstory for me. Many of you were here last week when Pastor Bob preached for me. Thank you, Bob Clark. I had laryngitis for a whole week, and by the middle of the week, Bob was thinking, you know what, this doesn't just go away for her. This is like a week or 10 days, it always happens. So he offered to preach, and I took him up on it. And during that week when I was laryngitis. I checked in with someone who was supposed to be my supply preacher for this weekend. You see, about 9 months ago, I arranged for Monica Corsaro to be here today, this morning. And she's like, sure, check with me in a few months. I checked with her in a few months. I checked with her in September. Monica, can you still preach on November 3rd? Yeah, no problem, whatever. And so last week, while I had laryngitis, I had Izzy send Monica the lessons for this morning. And Monica said, are you crazy? Now we all love Monica. But Monica has a broken leg, and she's using one of those knee scooter things, and we both realized that this all was not going to be possible for her to navigate this morning. So, you know, the reason that I was going to be gone was my niece got married yesterday. Vince and I have a niece who is oldest of all the grandkids on that side of the family. And we were going to go to Madison and spend a whole weekend with the family. We got there for the wedding. Okay. But what happened is when Monica said, no, I reached out a few times and really didn't find any supply creatures, and what I realized was, I need to be with you all on All Saints Sunday. And this is actually a gift that we can be together on All Saints Sunday. To remember together as a church family those saints that have gone before us, the saints we can still see sitting in the pews next to us. We remember, especially this day, the saints that have died and gone on to their heavenly homes in the past year. And some of them are very near and dear to some of you. But they were part of this body. And they were beloved. And they are with God. When Paul preached to his Ephesians congregation, Paul used a phrase, it was right in the middle of that Ephesians text. It's so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened. And I thought about that phrase, the eyes of your heart. That's what this weekend is really about. We think about the saints who have gone on before us, and saints, of course, as you know, in Lutheran terminology is y'all. The saints who have died, the saints who are still on earth, those of us who are still saint and sinner, struggling with doing good for God and our tendencies towards selfishness. You're saints by virtue of being baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are beloved by God, but you are also in a beloved community. And I want us to think about those beloved communities a little bit, because for some, maybe this is the only beloved community there is for you. And if it is, I hope that is enough. For others, this day, this weekend, brings up other beloved communities that we've been part of. When I go back to West Bend, Wisconsin, I know that there are more people in the cemeteries that I know than people in the community now. When we go to a family wedding, we're reminded of that beloved community that was brought together by Vince's parents when they got married eons ago. Here's how beloved community works. I was reminded yesterday that this wedding, Catherine and Michael, that Catherine was the second of a brood of 9 cousins who were born like staircase children. Every year there was a new cousin. For 9 years, there were 9 cousins. Well, we skipped 1 year because it was Joey, Katie, Christina, and the twins. And then we skipped a year because, you know, 2 for 1. And then there were 4 more, David, Maddie, John, and Mary. And these kids got together every holiday at Vince's parents' house in Horicon, Wisconsin. Every holiday, these 9 kids got together. They knew each other so well. They picked up where they left off the last time when they came together and played. And they argued like siblings. I remember one, when our son David was just a tiny boy, his cousin Maddie, who was a year younger than him, got in a fight with him. And Maddie said, "David, my daddy's a lawyer, and he can send you to jail." And David said, "That's nothing." "My mom's a pastor. She can send you somewhere else." So all 9 of these kids were together, only they're grown-ups now. It was a beloved community. But the beloved community was growing because other people were drawn into that loving community. And so now there's Michael and his family. And now there are other family members coming, and it's growing. It's growing. And what I saw yesterday was how people see with the eyes of their heart. Here's one little example. I was videoing the wedding, and it was in a motel, you know, like conference room. And I was off to one side, and there's the officiant, and there's the bride and groom. And they've written their own vows for each other. And Catherine, and these are lengthy vows because these are both college graduates, and, you know, they've got to get everything on paper. And Catherine looks Michael in the eyes, and she says, "And I promise to laugh at all of your jokes." And I looked at Vince, and I'm dying, like, "Oh, honey, don't promise that." But that is how the eyes of the heart look. And that's how God looks at you. That fresh love, that promise not to leave you ever. You know, someday Catherine and Michael are going to join the saints in heaven, like we all. But the love that endures forever is from God. Now picture all of the communities that have loved you through all of your years. Embrace whatever is beautiful in that. Remember that fondly. Remember all the saints that have gone before us. But remember that God loves you more. And that God can keep all of his promises, even though God doesn't promise to laugh at all of your jokes. But one of the things that we are promised, and Jesus does this in Luke this morning, it's from the Sermon on the Plain, which is a lot like the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, "Blessed sister, you who are poor now, who are hungry now, who are weeping now, when people hate you because of the gospel. See, if you're loving people and somebody else says you shouldn't be loving those people, that's being hated because of the gospel. We get that here sometimes. Jesus says that's what they did to the prophets. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. You have a very dear place in the heart of God. So if you're grieving today, as you sit here on All Saints Sunday, know that God sits right next to you and grieves with you. Rejoice. If you are weeping now, God will bring you joy. The promises are all yours, dear beloved saints at First Lutheran. Take that love out into a world that needs it so dearly. Forgive someone who has done you a wrong. Love someone who's pushing you away. Give a moment of extra care to one who seems to not want to be cared for. That circle is always big enough to expand. Look not just with the eyes of your heart, but pray that God might open your heart, that you might look at others through God's eyes, or through the eyes of God's heart, who welcomes sinners to the table. You are the beloved. Hold on to that, and may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep the eyes of your hearts open to the good news. Amen.